Welcome to our podcast, where we delve into the complex and rapidly evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest threats, trends, and strategies to keep you and your data safe. In recent Apple news, a number of critical vulnerabilities have emerged. A kernel memory buffer overflow vulnerability was identified in Apple Watch OS, permitting attackers to manipulate data in order to exploit the system. While there are currently no known exploits for this vulnerability, it's recommended to update your system as a precaution. Similarly, Apple macOS 13 has a vulnerability that could potentially enable privilege escalation through manipulating unknown data. Despite the absence of a present exploit, upgrading to the newest version is advised for protection against possible attacks. Another vulnerability, detected across various Apple operating systems, allowed for arbitrary code execution with kernel privileges. The patch for this issue helps to maintain the security and stability of Apple devices. Furthermore, a significant vulnerability was reported in Apple macOS Photo Library. This flaw could grant elevated privileges through a local attack. The recommended way to mitigate this risk is a system upgrade. That concludes the latest Apple updates. Keep an eye out for future news. In recent Cisco developments, there are alarming reports of Chinese state hackers known as Black Tech, who are using backdoor firmware to gain covert access to multinational networks in both the United States and Japan. These skilled hackers employ firmware implants in Cisco routers as an infiltration tactic. This sophisticated methodology involves tampering with Cisco firmware and surreptitiously executing their operations. The US and Japan have issued warnings regarding the risks associated with this intrusion tactic into Cisco routers by the state-backed Chinese hackers. Regarding security vulnerabilities, there's been an identified weak authentication vulnerability in the Cisco Catalyst SD-WAN manager. This vulnerability could permit unauthorized access through manipulation of undisclosed data. It is crucial for users to be conscious of these vulnerabilities and take the required steps to safeguard their systems. Further vulnerabilities have been found in Cisco iOS and iOS E. These newly discovered vulnerabilities relate to weak authentication and reveal potential network exploitations. To alleviate potential threats, users need to stay vigilant and regularly update their systems with the latest patches. Another critical privilege escalation vulnerability was found in the Cisco iOS and iOS Z Group Encrypted Transport VPN. This vulnerability potentially provides unauthorized access and privilege escalation. It's advised for users to promptly manage this vulnerability to avert possible exploitation. Stressing the need for strong security measures, it was brought to light that the China-linked APT group Black Tech has intruded the firmware of Cisco routers. This group strategically planted backdoors to perform cyber attacks on US and Japanese businesses. The danger posed by firmware infiltration significantly underscores the gravity of adopting robust cybersecurity procedures. In other news, Cisco has made a significant move into the software industry through the acquisition of Splunk, with a purchase amounting to an impressive $28 billion. This venture indicates Cisco's strategic push toward software as part of its business plan. With this splendid acquisition, Cisco has its sights on leveraging the potential of Splunk to fortify its software offerings. This concludes our roundup of the latest happenings at Cisco. Stay connected for more updates. In recent updates from Google, the tech giant has open-sourced BinDiff, a valuable binary file comparison tool. This move significantly advances the process for developers in assessing the distinctions and commonalities among multiple binary files, ultimately helping to locate weaknesses and strengthen software security. Despite these positive developments, Google has discovered a severe security breach in LibWeb, an image encoding and decoding library. The breach has already been misused by potential hackers, leading to an increased risk of data and security violations. Google is actively working on this matter to ensure the security of user data. In addition, Google has successfully resolved its fifth zero-day exploit for Chrome. A zero-day exploit pertains to a security flaw that is found and misused before the software developer is informed of it. The quick reaction in mitigating this flaw exemplifies Google's consistent dedication to user safety and privacy. This concludes the current segment of Google News. Keep an eye out for more details on the newest advancements and safety protocols from Google. In Microsoft News, a noteworthy revelation has emerged from a Senate staffer who has reported a serious breach in the U.S. government's security. Chinese hackers succeeded in accessing and extracting a whopping 60,000 emails by targeting vulnerabilities in Microsoft's email platform, specifically focusing on the U.S. State Department's email system. This incident serves as a severe reminder of the persistent threat of cyberattacks and the critical importance of strong cybersecurity measures within government organizations. In a related vein, Ukrainian military forces have also been the target of an inventive phishing attack. The offenders ingeniously hid malware within fake Microsoft support documents, which were masquerading as drone manuals. The victims inadvertently downloaded the malware while assuming that they were accessing legitimate support material, risking a potential compromise of their systems and operations. This strongly underscores the need for extreme caution when engaging with online content, particularly within defense and security sectors. These incidents collectively highlight the swiftly changing nature of the cybersecurity landscape, whereby hackers are ceaselessly discovering new ways to exploit system vulnerabilities. They underline the critical necessity for all organizations, governmental, as well as private, to consistently invest in robust security measures and maintain vigilance against new threats. This concludes the current Microsoft News segment. Please stand by for more updates regarding the most recent progressions in technology and cybersecurity. The notorious North Korean hacker group Lazarus Group is reportedly in possession of over $46 million in various cryptocurrencies. This revelation has set alarm bells ringing within the global cybersecurity community as there are concerns about how these substantial funds may be utilized. It furnishes the group with vast financial power, enabling the continued financing of their illicit activities. Famed for their sophisticated attacks, Lazarus Group's activities have been disruptive within the cryptocurrency industry and extend beyond it as well. They've targeted global banks, critical infrastructures, and financial systems around the world, presenting a major threat to these institutions. Their formidable capabilities and extensive resources enable Lazarus Group to carry out attacks potentially compromising even the most stringent security measures. This potential for disruption has led to apprehensions about the potential threat they pose to the stability and security of the entire crypto ecosystem. Historically, Lazarus Group has been linked to various high-profile cyberattacks, the most notable of which was the WannaCry ransomware outbreak in 2017. This attack resulted in the paralysis of computer systems worldwide, with Bitcoin demanded as the ransom payment. Given these emerging threats, the global community needs to remain vigilant against Lazarus Group's activities. Collaborative efforts are necessary to enhance cybersecurity measures, share intelligence, and proactively protect critical infrastructure. The challenge lies in staying one step ahead to counteract this hazardous cyber threat effectively. Former security officials in Israel have voiced serious concern over Saudi Arabia's nuclear program, characterizing it as a major risk to Israeli security. The proposition of Saudi Arabia acquiring nuclear capabilities has been met with alarm by Israeli officials due to fears of regional instability and the potential for nuclear proliferation. In North Israel, a shooting incident has resulted in the injury of 6 individuals. Investigations into the circumstances surrounding the event are ongoing, and the intent behind the attack is still being determined. This incident underlines the continuous security challenges Israel faces, necessitating relentless vigilance and efficient security protocols. The National Security Research Institute has proposed that Israel enter a defense agreement with the United States. Their advocacy is for Israel to reinforce its ties with the U.S. to bolster its own security, but they also point to the importance of avoiding entanglement in U.S. global conflicts to keep Israel's security concerns at the forefront. Securing Israel's interests in these uncertain times will require prudent management of these security issues, while striving for regional stability. Forced to grapple with a shifting landscape, the Israeli government will unquestionably have to make difficult decisions to protect its security needs. Continue to follow us for more updates on these significant developments. Thank you for tuning into this episode of our podcast, where we discuss the critical importance of cybersecurity and explored ways to stay safe in this digital age.